On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here on a Monday morning, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get back into some of what went down on Saturday throughout the show.
Ooh, boy.
That was a
Heisman moment.
Hell of yeah, man. What
championship moments.
Yeah, just, I mean.
Dude.
Good teams find ways to win.
Yeah, they do. You know? And you know, it takes me a while to come around on certain teams. I'm all in on Indiana.
Yeah, that quarterback of theirs, man.
Indiana and freaking Texas Tech.
Yeah,
because that damn defense and that damn number 10. I thought C.J. Allen was the best linebacker in America, and I still do. But that damn boy at damn Texas Tech number 10, He's a bad somebody.
You can't do anything on their defense.
He's a bad dude. He's a bad dude, man. And they got some damn. If you want to talk about doing that whole this whole new, and you asked, I think it's last week, or a week before, you asked about the new, like the new era of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody doing it better than them.
No, they've got it exactly right.
Yep.
Ain't nobody.
They got the bread.
Yep.
They got the superstar NFL quarterback who's the face of the NFL.
Yep.
Using his brand also to market.
It's on their jerseys. Yeah, the Patrick Mahomes logo is on their jerseys. And again, not everybody has the ingredients.
Right.
But if you do, you got to use them, and they're doing it. Yep. And they got the coach that seems to be kind of because he was a high school coach for so long.
Yes.
He seems to kind of understand the vibe or the culture or whatever the modern kid is like.
Because he's not a young man.
No, he's not. He's not. Joey McGuire's been coaching for a long time. He's hasn't been coaching in college for very long. And then Lubbock is also just such a unique thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so far away from all
Dallas,
the other cities.
And all that,
And it's such a high school football hotbed.
Yes.
They've kind of created like a supercharged high school football thing there.
And like they got, because I think I was listening to coaching them this morning. Like they have, like there's basically what Rusty does. They got a Rusty.
Mm-hmm.
But they took him and put him on the staff. Like the guy who has all the relationship with the high school kids down in that area and all the coaches. So they don't got to actually go. They went and got him.
Yeah.
And put him on staff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe Georgia should do that with Rusty.
Oh, they can't afford Rusty.
Oh, okay.
They can't afford Rusty.
We have an insider, then, Randy.
Yeah, they can't afford Rusty. Yeah. You ain't got that money to afford Rusty.
Georgia, what's Rusty asking for? All right. The phone lines are full, as always, on Mondays. We appreciate it. Falcons come up short again yesterday in Germany. Send it to overtime. There was a lot of good, not enough good, obviously, and they come up on the losing end. Jonathan Taylor with just a dynamic performance, 250, three touchdowns. He's probably the front runner right now for MVP in the NFL.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, just not enough. Again, not enough. Two or three plays here and there, probably tilted the other way, but that's the NFL, and that's something we say every Monday. And the Falcons, unfortunately, have not made those plays, and here we are at 3-6. So we'll start with James, who's in College Park. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you for taking the call. I'm going to be real quick. First, if we finish, let's say, 8-9 or 9-8 and don't make the playoffs, not only is Raheem gone, but it's Terry gone with the staff.
Yes.
And for two, is Kyle, are we cool with just letting Kyle Pitts go after this season? Because he just not doing what he did the first year. And another thing with Raheem, he don't show no emotion. Did y'all see the Texas game when that quarterback, the other team that lost after they came back, you see him throwing the clipboard, throwing the helmet off. Raheem just walked in the middle of the field like he finna start whistling. Thank y'all for taking the call. I appreciate it.
All right,
thank
you, James. You deal with that one. You handle the second part of it.
Well, I mean, Raheem is Raheem.
Yes.
So he shows emotion when good things happen.
Yeah.
But he keeps it pretty cool when bad things happen, which is why he looks emotionless, because mostly only bad things have been happening.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what like.
But he gets pretty fired up. But when you know
they were spiking. Yeah, because they won. They were excited to win a game. So yeah, I'm throwing it. There was nothing better yesterday than the damn Miami Dolphins freaking locker room yesterday. It was freaking awesome. It was freaking awesome.
What a weird league the NFL is.
What a weird league. They thrashed the Bills.
They beat the absolute.
They thrashed the damn Bills.
And so now the Bills have been pretty well taken care of by the Falcons and the Dolphins.
Yes.
Right? Like, and they're a team that's a Super Bowl hopeful. I don't know if they, you know, the more they have performances like that, I don't really believe that they are. I mean, as for like the end of the year house cleaning, I honestly don't know. Like, I think there's a recipe where they just say, hey, this is coaching.
Yep.
Like, the talent appears to be there.
Right.
And I'm not saying that that's what they're going to say, but, like, there's signs that they've gotten a lot of things right on defense.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, the offense is not quite the same thing right now. You can't say the same thing optimism-wise. There's a couple guys, but I don't think the whole unit is something that anyone's all that enthusiastic about right now. But I could see Terry Fontenot surviving.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. And I mean, I don't. Me and you both don't come in here and call it for nobody.
Yeah,
I just don't want.
They all could survive if they win.
You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest thing. Is like when the writing's on the wall. When you kind of already knew what your fate might be if it didn't get better.
Yeah,
you kind of know that already.
Yeah. We talked about this before the season started. Just sort of like in the context of what you thought their final record might be,
mm-hmm.
and what the kind of the general consensus nationally on what their final record might be. Pretty much everybody had them right around 9-8, 10-7, mm-hmm. 8-9, whatever, like mm-hmm. right in that window. 10-7 may be a playoff team, but the other two probably aren't going to be playoff teams. So if it was playoffs or everyone's fired, but that's what the thought was on what their season might look like.
Right.
I didn't fully buy in that if they didn't make the playoffs, everyone's going to get fired. I thought maybe there was a path to 9-8 or 8-9 that looked positive enough that you might keep it together. But this isn't that.
No.
This is a totally different thing. You're 3-9 and you're awful on third down and situationally and all that. Like this isn't the path towards people saving their jobs if you don't make the playoffs. D is on the south side. Hey, D.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, another Falcons Monday, mm-hmm. another loss.
Yeah, we've been
So I kind of got like a little theory, and it's across all sports. I call it little man syndrome or little meat syndrome, right? Mm. The Falcons, like you said, when you started off the segment, are constantly coming up short. I don't know if they need a hit of that blue chew. I don't know if you're going to hook them up, Andy. I don't know.
I said I would, but they never called.
When we look at Jonathan Taylor finishing, we look at Tyler Warren finishing. I don't see no finishers, man. I'm going to let y'all take it there. Have a good one.
Thank you, D.
I don't understand what he said, finishers. Like, I mean, Bijan is great.
Mm-hmm.
Bijan's an elite player to the position. Drake London is becoming an elite player to his position. So they got guys that finish. You got, I hate that word, they got dogs. You know, it's just this damn organization. You know, it's just this damn organization, man.
We always get back to that at some point during the season.
This damn organization.
Because like first couple weeks in, it's the kicker, and then it's the play caller, and then it's the president, and then it's like it always comes back to it's just the you put the uniform on and something happens.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
It's just this damn organization. Because
these are
man.
Different people.
Yeah,
different players.
Yeah,
different coaching staff than in previous regimes. I don't know. Like what does that mean? They were
6-3 last year, right?
Yes.
After 9. Okay. And then they're 3-6.
And then they went 2-7 to finish.
Right.
Yeah. Now they're 3-6. So I don't know. I guess they could go 7-2 and get back to the exact same.
You just gotta get one, man.
But that's the thing, though.
You gotta get one.
This is actually, like, this is unique, what's happening right now, yeah. Just in terms of, because for the most part, you and me doing this show, talking about these guys, they're pretty much right around 500 until December.
Yeah, but they
don't do it.
Right.
They don't, like D said, they don't finish. They don't finish the season. But this is, you know, outside of that 0-5 start where they fired Dan Quinn, this is about as far below, I feel like, as they've been in the middle of the season. Now, they finished 7-10 3 years in a row underneath Arthur Smith. And last year, what was it, 8-9 at the end of the year. But, like, this through 9 games, 3-6 is about as bad as it's been since we've been doing this. I think even in the 0-5 start, they got back to 3-6.
Right.
Or maybe, but close to that.
They were close.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they just, you know, it's this damn team, man. I don't know. Because you try to pinpoint or something like that. I mean, they're losing because they can't convert third downs on offense, right. Basically. But still, it's a damn team.
And they can't convert third downs on offense because they're not good on first and second down, and it ends up being 3rd and 9 every single time. Although, not all of them were 3rd and 9 yesterday.
No, they were not.
They were not all 3rd and 1 yesterday. They just got stuffed on a number of them, or a drop pass or something like that. Just like bad execution on 3rd down. And maybe it's in their heads now, too. Like, they know they're bad on 3rd down. Yeah, they probably spend a lot of time on it throughout the week. All right, it's 3rd down. We got to convert. Oh, another non-conversion.
You got to spend more time on it.
Whatever they need to do, they got to get that fixed, because that's probably the most glaring problem that they have right now.
Right.
They're finally doing the thing that for years we begged them to do.
Yep.
They got 30 sacks through 9 games.
Yep.
And we don't get to appreciate it at all. They had 7 sacks yesterday. Mm-hmm. Who cares? They had 6 sacks the week before that. Who cares?
Yep.
They lost both of those games.
Both of the damn games.
God, dog it. All right.
Both of the damn games.
Norris is in Monroe. Hey, Norris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
So, I am, you know, along with everyone else, I'm in the dumps today. But, you know, we'll get over it. We'll move past it. So, mine is kind of a question. And then I wanted to point out something that I noticed about the defense that was actually – very pleasing to me yesterday, and I wanted to see if y'all noticed it as well. The most frustrating thing for me, and I wanted to see if y'all were on the same page with me, is when I watch the huddle form, I watch Michael Penix stand outside of the huddle until there's 12 seconds left on the play clock, almost, is what it seems like. And it seems like he's fighting to get it in. Is that a Michael Penix thing where he's struggling to understand what's being called to him? Or is that a Zach Robinson thing, not getting the play call to him in a timely manner? And then the defensive thing that I was speaking of is, I don't know if y'all saw it yesterday, but right after Daniel Jones got his lip bloodied, mm-hmm. and they were zoomed in trying to show off how bloodied up his lip was and everything, you could read his lips, and he says, I don't know what this play is. Hmm. And then the very next play, we sacked him. That right there, if we could figure out how to do that with our offense and flip that switch, man, we'd have a lights-out team. And it's so hard, because it's like you see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it also keeps getting further away.
Thank you, Norris. Well put.
I don't know. I saw an interaction with Zach and Michael, and we'll probably hear more about it this week. It did look like he was saying, it's not coming in.
There's been multiple times throughout the year. It happened again yesterday. Where he was walking to the sideline, demonstrative,
I can't hear.
Guys got to get the play in.
Yeah, yeah. And so I saw that yesterday. And for the most part, I mean – most of the time when the quarterback is standing outside, he's waiting on the play. He's like, can I get a play?
So he could get in there and tell him.
Yeah, can we get the play? That is mostly all the time when the quarterback is standing outside the huddle, he's waiting for the play. And you saw a couple times yesterday him going over to Zach and going to the sideline, hey, man, let's get the damn play. Let's go. Come on. Or either that or the communication thing is not working or it's going in and out. Those things happen. But, yeah, I did see him going over there like, hey. And I did. I was like, damn. They done blooded up. They got Daniel Jones leaking.
Yeah, man.
They were knocking the crap out of him.
They hit Daniel Jones.
They were knocking the crap out of him.
Relentlessly in that game.
They were knocking the blank out of him.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, that was it's been a number of games this year where that front seven, specifically the pass rushers and the guys in the middle, just look really good. Like, that's a good unit. Dorless has taken a huge step.
Yes, he has.
When Jalen Walker plays,
yes.
That's the – I know we had sort of identified it as Divine Diablo, but Walker missed those first couple games that he was out too. Jalen Walker makes a huge difference.
Yes, dude.
He is That guy is awesome.
He's a great. He's a good young player, man. He had a couple mishaps yesterday. Didn't keep contained on one play that got outside of him. But other than that, the first play of the game, like his ability to set the edge, but also know how to read blocks and get around it was outstanding yesterday.
All right, Glenn is also in Monroe. Hey, Glenn.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I got a question. Do the Falcons have a quarterback's coach?
Yes.
And if so, where is he?
Yes.
When the cameras show Penix on the bench, he's always alone. Why is nobody talking to him? You know, looking at video, looking at photos, talking to other receivers, talking to coaches. You see these other quarterbacks. Somebody's always over there that's planning, scheming.
Right.
Even when I was a little kid growing up, we'd huddle up. I go, hey, man, I can beat this guy deep.
Right.
But nobody's communicating.
Well, I think the biggest thing is always that those situations and when fans, like Glenn, what he just called it, you don't see the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been going on. The camera caught him at that time.
They do tend to really enjoy showing Raheem and Michael Penix on the sideline when they're doing nothing.
Yes.
I don't know if that's coincidence. That's what they're always doing.
It just has to be coincidence because the first thing you do, everybody, when you come off the field, you go to the bench, you get your Gatorade, your water, you get the tablet. That's the first thing you do. So it probably has already been done by the time the camera is panned. That's my thought behind it. And I think I'm more than likely right about it.
Well, they also, like, the director of the broadcast knows that if the quarterback makes a bad play and then they can show video of him standing there looking confused or whatever, like, that's going to get a reaction from the fan. Like, they know that.
Yes.
The directors of these broadcasts aren't stupid. They know what is going to get people fired up.
Oh, there he is. Michael Bonsiep, go.
He's biting his fingernails. Put him on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, these are all things that we notice and hate when they lose.
Yes.
Raheem's been the exact same demeanor on the sideline every single game.
Yes.
Win or lose.
Yes.
Now, they've lost a lot, so you're going to be more mad about it.
More mad about it.
And understandably, you should be mad.
Yeah.
Your team's losing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. You know, it took me a while to come around and get their bump because you know how I am with certain things. But yeah, I understand why you're mad. That's why I said, like, people are mad about him. Like his socks, his sweatpants were up high and they were winning when they were 6-3 last year. It was cool.
Uh-huh.
Now you're losing. Put your damn pants down.
Yep.
Want to see your socks.
It's all pretty simple.
Yeah,
everything's awesome when you win. Everything sucks when you lose.
Yeah, but Sports Talk with a Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch all your local games live. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, first hour in the books. Great phone calls. We'll get the phone lines open again at 12:40 as we always do on Mondays. First hour has been brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back, get to a back-to-back NFL no huddle, back into some of what went wrong for the Falcons yesterday, and then the rest of the NFL as well. Just a weird, weird Sunday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.